Unlike what you're listening to, T-Mobile's coverage is no joke, because T-Mobile helps keep you connected from big cities to your hometown on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile location or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90 plus days. Device ineligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back to the Survival Game. This time, we brought the dudes to a remote island where they must compete in 5 grueling challenges to earn essential survival gear before facing off in a final showdown to determine which team will take home the coveted Golden Panda.
Yeah, baby!
Battle for Survival starts right now.
I mean, it ain't best friend battle.
All right, gang, the power team is back together. We won the first Survival Game.
Our goal is to win again and make this series so boring that they shut the whole thing down.
Team Yellowfin, my personal favorite of all tunas.
I'm staying as close to him as possible. Let's go, Yellowfin!
30 seconds in, I already don't feel like surviving.
Team Red Sand, we're gonna stick together till the end, baby.
Nice walking stick, loser.
That's all I can find on my side of the
Mother
island.
Mother Nature!
I can't stand him.
Survivalists, welcome back to Survival Games.
He's not supposed to be 500 feet of me. I have a restraining order out against him.
Let's get right into it. Your first challenge is a treasure hunt. The treasure will help you survive the next 48 hours. Look in the sky, the land, and the sea. Uncover the treasure and take it to your team's zone. Go.
In the sky, land, and sea?
Well, do your thing, Gary. Help me start digging.
Untying a knot.
What do you think it is?
Well, I can see what it is. It's fishing poles.
I need my knife, and I don't have one.
I like the look of it. I see some kind of backpack.
What, did a sailor tie this?
Untying knots is not my thing. I can barely untie my shoes, Gary. Who said something?
What am I doing? No one even said anything. I just walked in with a knife.
Hey, Spark, you need a knife?
Dirty dog. Fishing poles, huge.
What'd you get? Box of survival gear, Ty.
Ty and Core utilizing their safe zone. Smart play.
I'm going to dig.
Cool, me too, I guess.
Axe and a box. I'm going to the box.
Marks, I got one, brother.
Fire starter. We got to find more.
Yeah, we can pull it off from this side.
Look, we're in trouble now.
Come on, it's like a wedgie. When you pick it, there it is. It feels so good.
I just released a wedgie.
I'm going to go climb this tree.
Come here, Cody. I need you. Cody. Pull it. Higher.
Grab it. Don't worry.
I got the matches!
Dang it!
That's fine, go, put it in our circle, hurry!
It's like flying a kite. It's just not worth it!
If I wanted to fly a kite, I would!
I don't know if I can get it down.
Don't you dare, Taylor!
Get away from me.
It'll be fine.
Ty! Cody's trying to steal my box! Dad!
Sparky, pull the tree!
I can't do it. He's an enemy, but I can't do it.
Sparky!
Cody, hurry up!
This is not the start that I wanted.
Oh, you know how bad this hurts? I'm already an underdog, and now I'm watching them.
Ah! Bottled water.
Save a sip. I could use a sip.
A glow stick, a wire saw, a little hammer, some more water.
Just stop there.
Come dig while I pull him off of this.
I'm going to continue to fill it with dirt.
No, run to our circle.
No, don't be mad at me.
What?
I got overpowered by 2 people.
Rope?
Maybe I should be more excited. I'm not excited about it.
Like I said, you gotta go fast.
That looks exhausted. Stay away from my partner!
I got a lot of stuff.
Wow, we did amazing.
Well, Cody stole my knives that I found.
And Tyler stole my backpack.
I will say, Ty did have like a knife-like item on his waist that he used multiple times. We'll see what the ruling is.
Great work. These items will help you in surviving the elements. Behind me, hidden on the island, is a greater treasure that is being guarded by Panda Relic. Inside is something you're gonna want for the rest of this game.
So I should go find it?
No, he said 1 second. He said one more.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Father Tony, I must point out that you brought gear to this challenge.
Sure.
And if you read document 14, you would have seen that you're not allowed to bring any survival gear onto this island.
Yes!
So for that very reason, Team Red Sand, take one item from their loot.
Oh!
What? Spot twist on the island!
Blue Reef, you as well.
I didn't know the Houston Astros were playing. Like, this is honestly wild.
Hey, I took a flashlight.
And they would take the blue tarp.
Oh, what a panic play.
Before you break off and build camp before the sun sets. Would anyone like to exchange their partner?
Oh.
That's an option?
It is an option.
I do not.
It's Team Red Sand wanting to break up the alliance and Yellowfin, Team Tuna.
Sabotage me in dodgeball. I'm not gonna forget that.
Garrett, we can team up.
All right, that's fine.
Good throw, kid! Sorry, Garrett! It was a business decision!
Are you kidding me?
The wise man that once said,
Hey, it's a business decision.
Could you get out of my circle?
I'm shocked.
You are?
Not really.
Consider our bridge burned.
We're not a thing anymore. And it's not really, it's not even like I'm getting a good deal.
Why are you so happy to do
it? Well, because you're going to another team and that's going to hurt him more than it does me. This spot right here is kind of for my new partner. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Good to have you.
Thanks for stealing my backpack earlier.
No problem.
Welcome to Red Sand. Let's go find a panda. Do you know where it is?
I don't really care.
Sparky, where's your teammate?
Over there.
Well, nonetheless, before the sun sets, teammates, it's time to build your camps and look for that relic. Get after it, survivalists.
Tyler!
We can go.
The relic!
I'm getting us food!
The panda relic's gotta be up.
Let's just go try and find a good campsite.
Yeah, it's fine. We're losing daylight.
Way more important.
This looks like a good place back here.
Oh, I like this.
I did not find the relic. I found something much more valuable. Look at this thing! I was saving this for my other partner, but I guess this is yours now, so
yeah.
Enjoy that.
Don't drink it all, just, you know, ration
it. It was a big sip, big sip.
Should we go find the relic?
I'm passenger princess. I'm just doing what you tell me, coach.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna hustle all day long.
That's a good rhyme.
But I'm kind of out of my element here. I'm more of like a backwoods Texas guy.
I found a lizard over here earlier.
A blizzard? What flavor?
Well, I didn't eat him yet.
Yeah, I found some wood back there myself, but...
But you didn't want to get it?
Nah.
All right, get this on, brother.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest, Ty never let me do anything important, so this is new to me. Where should I saw?
Do you want me to do it?
No, I'll do it.
Hey, Ty.
Yeah?
I hadn't found a relic, but I found myself a little bit out here.
You did?
Which is big, yeah. You know, I was kind of questioning, is it me problem? Is that why I got traded?
Not that tree.
Not that tree, nope, that would be, nope.
Here, I'll do it if you just wanna go gather sticks, homie.
That's more kind of my level.
Oh, thank you, Ty, for bringing that knife illegally.
Huge play by T-Town.
The only reason we have this.
Oh, you got sand on your side already?
It's okay. We're in the
Don't get it on my side. Oh, dude, we can play. What's that game?
Tetherball.
Tetherball.
I knew exactly where you were going.
Dude.
Great trade. Corey's been super useful. I mean, out finding branches, getting the covering for the roof. I mean, couldn't do it without the kids.
Care things. I'm looking for sticks over here. Kind of just buying time while he makes everything amazing.
There's some inner turmoil amongst the other teammates. We don't have that here. I love our bed setup.
Well, we didn't find a good campsite, but let's go win the challenge.
Welcome back, survivalists. The winner of this challenge will be boated to a nearby island, with the locals and myself built an astonishing beach bungalow for your resting comfort.
Hey, Brother Nature, you said you built a bungalow, which is a flat-out lie.
I call this game Puzzle Me Panda.
For the first part of this challenge, one blindfolded player will toss building material across the sand to their partner.
Yep, there's a big one. Yep, yeah, throw it right here. Yep.
That partner will fashion a tool to push puzzle pieces back to his blindfolded partner. Garrett, first to tie two limbs together.
Yes.
All teams working on their pieces.
Corey, there's a piece of like a seaweed behind you. I need it.
Garrett, is this it?
Yes, big toss. Love it.
That felt not like a good toss.
If I was in charge of wrapping someone's broken leg, that thing would stay broken forever. This is not good.
Cody, first to start pushing. Oh, that's shameful for Blue Reef.
Hey, Tyler, not only can we earn a bungalow, I've also never completed a puzzle in my life.
All right, Garrett, attempting to push these pieces across.
Yes. It's harder than I thought.
Have you really never done a puzzle?
I don't think so.
Tyler with a good tool, he's starting to push it across.
After they have received all of the pieces, they will take directions from their partner to complete the puzzle and finish this challenge.
Turn it 180 degrees.
Keep going straight in front of you. I have no idea where that goes.
It goes above your first piece.
No, other way. Keep going below you, grab that piece.
As we race against the sunlight, now only 20 seconds remain.
Yep, connect it right there. Boom, boom, boom. Two to go.
No, you're right. Right there.
I'm panicking.
Right there.
I forgot my lefts and rights for a second.
Yep, perfect. And then finish him off. Little blue boy.
Yes, perfect, Corey. Yes.
Yes.
Turn it.
Is that it?
Ah, that's her.
We got it?
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Team Blue Reef is your winner. Kobe and Cody, congratulations.
Yellowfin and Red Sand looks about to be the same, so I can't give you a second or third place. But my champions, Team Blue Reef.
Yes.
Blue Reef, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Enjoy the bungalow stay tonight. And because I don't have a second, third place team to give it to, I have a 3-person tent and 2 sleeping bags for you. I'm out of here. I'm going to my own bungalow. Good night.
Got dropped off.
It's right there, the villa.
It looks like a village.
Oh, it's huge.
Bro, we got a grill, a back patio.
Oh, we are living.
I've never been so proud of being a puzzle guy.
We're not puzzle guys.
Not puzzle guys.
Don't want to be a puzzle guy.
You know what? It's actually a bad look.
Yeah.
That they completed that puzzle.
Oh, I look down on
you. Complete a pizza?
They do
sure,
puzzles.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, an exfoliating pad. That's nice.
We don't have a camp.
We don't.
plot twist. They have Scrabble. This is unbelievable. We might not sleep at all.
We're going to play Scrabble for probably like 30 seconds after you turn off the camera, and then we're going to take a shower and go to sleep in the air conditioning.
So right.
Maybe sleeping just on the sand and the sand fleas. Maybe we go squat and see what's left of Cody and Kobe's tent.
And if not, we can play tetherball all night.
Tommy, did you find anything?
I did.
You old bury your food, huh?
I don't think so, baby.
See you in the morning.
Good day. Hummingbird house out.
Hummingbird, baby.
I was kind of kidding about the all-night tetherball. We don't have to, Ty.
No, I think we should.
Okay.
I think we really should.
This guy's insane.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, what a play. Oh, really? Turn a circle. Oh. That's our tetherball.
I can fix it.
A bit chilly in here. I think it's time for another challenge.
Wonder how the other guys slept.
Ew. Way too early for that.
Spark, are you awake?
Spark.
I don't think I moved all
night. Is there like a snooze button anywhere I could hit?
I would like to classify that as the worst night of sleep I've ever had in my life.
We need a new setup for tomorrow.
Survivalists, good morning. How did we all sleep through night number one?
About like you'd expect, Brother Nature.
I wouldn't say it was my best, but it wasn't my worst.
Yeah, you sound great.
A lot of flies got in my throat.
Well, a big day awaits you, as well as a big Bahamian breakfast to the winner of this challenge. I call this game Snag a Snack, as I'm sure you all are so very hungry. Alternating players, you will throw your hook out and pull the fruit into the side. Once all the fruit has been collected, the team with the most fruit wins.
Let's go. Just start it.
Let's begin.
Let's go, Jonesy. Atta kid.
Oh,
let's go, G, that's good.
Team Red Sand with one piece of fruit.
Nice, Tyler, layup.
Yes, Corey.
Garrett, going for the close one, a yellow banana.
Don't you dare.
Nice, Garrett.
Don't you dare.
The rivalry there.
I'm sorry, Tyler, this is bad.
More of a Peter Pan guy than Captain Hook, Brother Nay.
Yes.
No!
Yes! Let's go, baby.
Pineapple, go boy, go boy.
That's so good.
We have three.
Steal it, hurry, go across, go across.
Corey waiting patiently, and it's his. Another one for Team Red Sand.
Come on, travel hook.
That's it, that's it.
No! Careful, careful, careful.
Sparky with the overhand hook. Will he bring it? Oh, look at that.
Kobe, grab it.
Oh, and Kobe pulls it last minute. Blue Reef, Red Sand, or Yellowfin. One last fruit remains. Slow and steady, slow and steady. Garrett with defense once again.
Cody, touch it.
Yes!
Yes!
It's Blue Reefs!
Bang! Give me those waffles! That was dirty.
Great work, teams, and congratulations once again to Team Blue Reef. The Bahamian breakfast is yours. Your boat will be here shortly.
Wow!
Boat?
In second place, Team Red Sand. And I have for you a crate of delicious local fruit and vegetables.
I mean, honestly, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
There you go. And for Team Yellowfin, I'm sorry. We'll be generous and give you this coconut. We'll see you all at the next challenge.
Oh, look at the spread. Let's go, baby.
In a hammock.
Look, it's an omelet. Bacon? Or is it a donut?
What's up, guys? TT and Spark got us a couple of cocoa nuts as our prizes.
All right, let's bust open some cocos.
Breakfast time. Let's go have some pineapple. Fruit, baby. I've never been more excited to eat fruit.
Hey, you cut it.
I have a saw.
No, don't use the saw.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Don't saw fruit.
Would you know that's a coconut?
Yeah.
I don't think I would have. I thought they were like brown and furry.
Yes, we got to get to that part.
Mmm.
Buttered toast.
You could work at Great Clips.
I could also lose a thumb in a moment's notice.
You want an orange?
Yeah, I'll take an orange.
How is it?
It's a little warm, but it's so good.
Eat that donut.
Oh, that looked like high quality H2O. I didn't know it was gonna be hot.
Yeah, I didn't either. That threw me off. We finish this and we get our shelter going.
Okay.
I'll shelter, you start a fire.
I'll fly home. Oh, fire.
Fire.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, Cody, should we spend a few minutes looking for that relic?
Yeah, 100%.
Should we take a nap?
No.
I didn't think so either.
Finishing touch. Installing our chandelier.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hey, definitely it. Definitely it.
Go! Oh, panda.
I think they found the relic, Spark.
You think that's what it was?
Body armor and DP. Pop open summer of 2024. We hit the mother load!
What'd y'all find?
Go away.
I'll give you one sip.
One sip, that's all I ask.
That's a lot, Sparky!
One continuous sip, that's really good. Wow,
I'll trade you Tyler for the whole box.
That's funny. No, thank you.
Kiss my relic, boys. Tyler, they did in fact find the mother load.
You want to start like getting stuff?
Yeah.
What time does spa close?
Oh, something else in the back here.
I get it. This is an announcement.
Hey, I like this.
It's a special, ladies and gentlemen. We, of course, have our outdoor patio. Very padded, very nice, very spacious.
For the first time in history, Body Armor has partnered on a flavor for a limited time offer with Dude Perfect. Available today through August 25th.
I'm gonna rig it up. I'm gonna go try and get us a fish.
Good luck out there, Ty. Be safe.
Honestly, there's no chance I catch a fish out here right now. I just needed some time away from Sparks.
Sparks, why aren't you fishing?
Y'all are a lot more relatable.
Grab you a body arm.
Cherry berry ice, I'll tell you what, pure fire.
Did you know that that's available in Walmart starting today until August 25th and a few other retailers?
It's available at Walmart!
I don't know who's more useless, him or Corey.
It's been fun, boys. I'll see you at the next battle. Yeah. I get the last lap.
This game is called Climb High, Stay Dry. You will start by straddling your team's raft and balance against the waves. At different intervals, I will call for you to step up a rung, and you must do so within 30 seconds. If either player fails to do so or falls off the raft, you're out. The winners of this challenge will get to ride on something far more exciting, a jet ski to help pass the time. Ooh. Any questions?
Can we escape with the jet ski?
Can we fish off the jet ski?
If you're not back within 3 hours, I will hit the self-destruct button and you will be off of this island for sure.
He just makes things up.
Will you be by the sea-doos?
I will not.
Yeah! Okay. All right, that's what we plan.
Let's get this game started. All right, let's start balancing. On my call, you advance to the next rung. Players ready. In 3, 2, 1, begin. All right, competitors starting on the first rung, which is at the very bottom. See if they can balance out. Team Blue Reef tipping, Team Blue Reef tipping, and Team Blue Reef can't even get up on the raft.
Oh, lean!
Teams, move up to the first rung. Team Yellow is already there. Corey trying to make his way up for the first rung. Will he make it?
What's the first place prize? That's a bucket.
We got this, Spark.
On my call, you're going to move up to the next rung. Garrett already making his way there.
No!
Step up to the second rung. You have 30 seconds. Can Yellowfin stay on top? Redfin goes down, and it's for Yellowfin! Yellowfin with the win!
Yellowfin!
Enjoy that jet ski for the next 3 hours. Second place, Team Red Sand. You get sports equipment, footballs, frisbees, and snorkel gear. And Team Blue Reef in third place. I'm gifting you with the bouncing ball and jacks.
Nice!
A classic favorite of nobody's. Until the next challenge, we'll see you then.
Oh, is this what a win feels like? Yeah, baby!
Go, Gary, lay out! Oh, it's so good!
Tutty in the Bahamas! Man, jet skiing would have been nice.
Does Sparky even know how to jet ski?
Woo!
All right, this has been fun, but we should probably,
time?
Go build a shelter and get to work.
I can do it all day, but you're right.
Gary and I went snorkeling. It was incredibly fun, but then he kind of disappeared for a little while, and I heard him say he was trying to get some surfboard time in. We don't have a surfboard, so I don't know. I'm just hoping he didn't trade with Ty.
You're probably thinking to yourself, man, that's crazy. How'd you get those gobs? Traded Gare and Core some temporary surfboard usage time.
You did it, and you eat it.
Survivalist, good to see you again.
I wish I could say the same, Brother Nature.
Let me share some words of wisdom. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. When Brother Nature gives you coconuts, you cripple the competition. This game is called the Coconut Course.
In this challenge, players will race down the course one at a time to retrieve a coconut, bring the coconut back to the start, and toss it into one of the opposing team's crates. After time is up, teams will squat wait for each coconut in their crate. Whichever team taps out first loses.
Did you bring the relic?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Come on,
go,
team.
Gary, let's go, Jose.
That a boy, great start.
Yellowfin moving their way fearlessly through the fence line. Tyler's on a mission. Kobe taking his time, twisting around. Ty's the first to grab a coconut. He's on his way back.
Awesome, Ty.
Red Sand getting their first coconut. Tyler is almost here, ready to take his first shot into the crates. Who will he target? Oh, and the bounce is out! All that work for nothing. He's switching off to Sparky.
Gary, you're good, brother.
Sparky now on the move.
Oh, you okay?
I'm good. I think Sparky just took flight. Kobe taking his time.
Why are they so slow?
You gotta conserve energy.
Huge moment!
Whoa! Bang! Bang!
Kobe with his first shot. Oh, it's a bank yard. Barkey making his way back.
They call me IDM. You know what that stands for?
Yes.
I don't miss.
And he makes.
I don't miss.
Come on, Cody, come on.
Taking target with the yellow. Ah!
Finger roll.
Anderson, way to go.
Got it.
Oh, and it banks off. Team Blue puts it in the yellow bin. Closer blue. Anderson, in a buster play. And time is running short. Counting down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, and he puts his own coconut in his own plate. What a
it works, okay. That's what you get for being dirty.
Red sand. Absolutely nothing. 2 coconuts in Blue Reef. I'm sorry. 6 coconuts. Look at that.
Feels like 9, Brother Nate.
Let's now move over to stage 2. On my count, down. Up.
Easy peasy.
Down.
This is what we do.
Up.
Oh, brother.
I'm dying right now.
Blue Reef struggling here.
Give up, Blue. Give up, Blue. Keep up.
Down and Blue Reef. Calling it, they're not even gonna try. Down. Up.
Today, nature.
Down.
Let's toss it in second. Save our energy.
Down.
You think so? Yeah. Save it. Hey.
And Yellowfin calls it as well.
Just conserving energy.
We're here for a championship.
What?
Hey, you know what that means? I just won my first ever competition.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Gary. Is this what Survivor Battle feels
That's
like?
That's what it feels like.
Come on.
Amazing job.
Dude, seriously, congrats. On second place. That was.
What do you mean?
I'll be right back.
We won. Right, he's a crazy person.
Gentlemen, Kobe Cotton found a relic. That relic is very special. As I said, it has game-changing powers.
I feel bad. I really do.
What secret powers?
You know, I'll let you read the bottom, actually, if you don't mind.
I hope this treasure quenches your thirst. After the next challenge, swap places. Take first. Team Blue Reef is using their relic to take the first place prize.
You got relics, boy.
I could not dislike them more at this point.
My first win? You decide to use it now?
Still a winner in my book.
Great work and great play, Team Blue Reef. With first place, 5-star spa treatment. I hope you enjoy. For my second place team, 2 Theraguns to massage your muscles.
Oh, that's cool.
2 body armor hydration
gels. Yeah,
I'll take that.
There you go.
I'll take that for sure.
And my third place team, I'm going to be doing some meditation on the beach for the rest of the evening.
Right,
if you'd like to join me, I'll be there.
Brother Nature ordered up 90-minute massages for each of us.
Not by Brother Nature, though.
No.
Okay.
You should do way more Survivor battles. These are great.
That was so frustrating. Hey, look, man. We won first, but we got the mats. It's okay.
We got a coconut. We got a coconut. Anybody here like coconut?
I don't understand why the other guys don't want to win these competitions.
Greetings.
What are you doing?
I'm a weary traveler seeking bartering. How much would you like for your sporting equipment?
You have to take all of it? Can I have a frisbee out of it?
You can have the frisbee, but I'll pay you $2 for the rest of the bag.
Could it be 3?
I'll go $2.50.
3.
$2.75.
3.
Okay, $3.
Yeah. See you, dude. Hey, don't tell Corey I did that.
I won't. Oh, hey, dude.
What are you doing?
It's just buying some stuff.
Hey, Gare.
Yeah.
I bought
it.
Hey, Gare, what happened?
Dude, I got 3 sand dollars.
What are we gonna do with 3 sand dollars?
I don't know.
We'll get more sand dollars. They're so easy to find.
Wow. Hey, brother.
Bet you couldn't be more happy to see me at such a late hour.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
This marks a very special hour because it is the moment that one of you will be eliminated from the competition.
Wait, what?
Tonight?
Tonight. One of you will be eliminated. The other two going to the finale, which takes place in the morning.
We could sleep in.
Does elimination have to sleep in the woods?
Elimination has to do much worse. You have to sleep here in the crab cave. This is also where your first game will be played.
Okay, there's motivation to go.
That's plenty. Thank you, B-Nate.
Plenty of motivation.
I call this game Plank the Pit. One player will hold a plank position over the crab pit. The other will answer trivia questions. Every right answer giving his partner a break on the plank. The questions will continue until someone collapses into the crab pit, and that game will be over.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of trivia are we talking about here?
It's gonna be Dude Perfect Battle Trivia. Testing your memory on that.
All right.
And a very special prize. Whatever person answers the most questions correctly, it's a special benefit crabs at the end of this game.
I'll just take a crab claw.
All right, gentlemen. Decide who's gonna plank this pit. The other, grab a journal behind you and a piece of charcoal.
I guess I'll plank. I feel like your memory's undefeated.
You. All right, here we go, gentlemen. First question. In the original survival games, who was the first person to drop from the bar hang?
Got it.
Garrett is correct. It was G.
Let's go, Gary!
All right, next question. What color was Kobe Cotton's rocket in Rocket Battle 2? Those answers are incorrect.
Chillin'.
Red is correct.
Let's go. This is so easy.
Cody, focus.
I'm ready.
Okay. Ty holding on strong. Kobe, how we doing?
Come on, Kobe.
Next question, who was the first player to climb the slippery stairs in longest dunk wins battle?
I have no clue.
Incorrect. That is incorrect.
Oh my!
That is correct!
It was me!
Hey, you can miss one if you have to, dude. I can hear it in Kobe's voice. He's not doing good.
Let's see if one of you can get the right answer here. In Airsoft Battle 2, Tyler annihilated Kobe with what?
I'm making it up.
That is incorrect.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Kobe.
You guys don't know their battle trivia.
Sorry.
I will give it to Sparky.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Baby!
Ty, go ahead.
I
take
didn't know.
Rest on the left.
I didn't know what it was.
That was
Corey,
big.
Go upright.
Get away from me, crab.
All right, next question.
Come on, Jones.
In the mystery detective battle.
Oh, I knew this one.
Where was Sparky abducted?
Oh, I got nothing again.
You won that game. You don't remember?
I just watched this 2 nights ago with my kid.
That is correct.
Yes!
It is the ballroom.
Literally just watched it.
Rest Corey Tyler up into a plank. Kobe is burning right now. You can see as those abs are engaged.
Cody, what are you doing?
I was kidnapped and couldn't
what
remember.
Sport?
Which dude won the famous All Sports Golf Battle 2?
I got it. Right here. Boom.
I got scared.
That is incorrect, Garrett.
Dang it. I thought it was me.
Tyler is correct.
Kobe Rouse! I just went with Tyler because he always wins.
Yeah, that's like picking Verstappen to win an F1
race. All right,
race.
This one is really fun. What picture did the twins draw incorrectly in the Pictionary battle that Cody did not get the right answer for?
I got nothing for that.
Lord have mercy on me. That is deep.
I have no idea, Ty. I'm sorry.
I have no idea. Oh, Ty draws.
Oh!
Team Yellowfin has been eliminated and must sleep in the crab pit tonight. Go ahead and rest, twins.
Let's go!
No thanks to Cody.
Team Red Sand and Team Blue Reef are going to the finale. Obviously, there was one person who took the cake when it came to answering questions correctly. So, Garrett Hilbert, you can keep Corey as your partner in the finale or switch with any other player. What is your decision?
I'm sorry, what?
You have a very big decision to make. That is to keep your, yes?
Look, Corey, I'm picking Sparky.
We're back?
We're back, baby.
I need you to come around.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. This is redemption.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Chin, keep an eye.
I'm just done.
I hope there's no hard feelings I didn't pick you. We would just wipe
home, baby.
It wouldn't be fun, bro. Honestly, I kind of forgot where my camp was. Which way are we going here?
I kind of forgot what team I'm on at this point.
You're on mine. You're coming with me.
We're back. Yeah, that's right.
Looks like I'm sleeping in the crab pit tonight. Truthfully, I've been looking for crabs the whole time we've been here. Hadn't been able to find them. Now I got two. And I can really just grab them and cook them whenever I want. So, come here.
Ow!
Welcome to camp, brother.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What was the down payment on this bad boy?
Good to have you back, brother.
We've got a finale to win tomorrow.
We do.
Good day today, partner.
Hey, fantastic.
Let's get this thing done tomorrow.
Top of the morning to you, brother.
Only one thing left to do. That's win this bad boy.
As they say, started from the bottom, now we're here.
We're in the finale, and we're going up against Garrett and Sparky. At the end of the day, if you don't win this, you shouldn't even be here.
Good morning, survivalists. Today we discover who is the new Survival Games champion. This finale marks the end of your adventure until the next time we play Survival Games.
No. What is it, dude?
I've heard that before. Winning Survival Games, you will get the Golden Panda. And then you get to go home.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's what I was waiting for.
Loser has to stay here a month.
Now I'm out.
Well, let's get into it. Gentlemen, let's start your survival engines.
Remember, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
3, 2, 1, go! Off they go with the sleds. This finale is broken into 3 stages. First, pull all 4 of your team's sandbags across the marked line. Let's see if they can tow this baby. They're going all the way.
One more, we're fine.
Red sand right behind Blue Reef.
Come on, baby.
And we're moving on to the next phase.
Run! Good.
Go
to beach.
For stage 2, the team split up. The first team member runs to a board on the other side of the beach.
Kobe, run! Oh, I'm gonna go home.
Once across, that player must call back a sequence of colors.
Black! Black! Brown!
Then, their teammate must match the color sequence on the string with the beads provided.
If I pass out, Chad, will you get me?
White! White! Brown!
Sparky, next 3!
White! Black! White!
Brown! Black!
White! Brown! Black! Next 3!
No!
He wasn't ready yet.
I can't get it, dude.
Come on, Gary.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Next 3, Sparks!
But they're confident that they got it, so Sparky is on his way back already.
What are the next 3?
Brown, white.
Is that it?
There's 3 more. I kind of forgot him. I run over here with
the last 3 were.
No.
Let's hope that he's correct.
I need something, bro.
Go brown, white, brown. That's what I think it is. Let me go check. Oh, that was dumb.
Ready! Brown, white,
Sparks, what is it?
I got fatigued and I forgot.
What's the last one I gave him?
Sparky! Spark, you be done?
Take the last three off.
What is it?
Brown, brown, brown.
I got it.
Read me your combination.
Black, white, brown, white, black.
Gentlemen, that is incorrect from the start. Your first two beads are incorrect. You must start again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gare.
Okay, I'm done.
That should be it!
Brown, white, white, black, white.
That is correct. You can advance to stage three.
Let's go, Kobe!
Blue Reef takes the lead by getting all beads on correctly.
For the final stage, the teams must balance on wooden logs and use them to leapfrog towards the finish line.
Go ahead.
White, brown, white!
Done.
That is correct. Advance! Sparky and Garrett, they're right behind. Will they get to the finish line before Blue Reef does?
If one team member falls off,
you gotta go. Okay, come on, you gotta go.
They must both run around the restart marker before trying again.
Golly!
Red Sand keeps tumbling off of their logs.
All right, you get on the front. Get on the front.
Three.
Good.
What a play, Gary.
One last push isn't enough.
Step on wood, step on wood, step on wood.
Take a lap, Jones.
And Blue Reef right at the finish line falls off.
I'd like to thank my mother. My grandmother's.
It's done, brother.
See you in Texas, boys.
One last step to call us to finish.
Bang, baby, come on. I celebrated on the logs. That was silly.
Bang! Always good, brother.
Just like old times, though, you know what I mean?
Your survival game champion. Way to go, gentlemen. Congratulations, Team Blue Reef.
Yeah, boys.
And a special thanks to Body Armor. Remember, Dew Perfect's limited edition flavor can be found in Walmart today. I'm your host, Brother Nature. We'll see you next time. Well, maybe.
Dude, perfect.
Unlike what you're listening to, T-Mobile's coverage is no joke. Because T-Mobile helps keep you connected from big cities to your hometown on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile location or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keepandswitch. Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90 plus days. Device ineligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.